battle it out. We've got Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, and Howard Cross is going to weigh in this week. So, Ezekiel Elliott is playing. Is it a big deal this week?
Howard, this is the only way I want to line across from you, okay? It's this distance, all right? That's all about right. It. Ezekiel Elliott is going to play. Now, we have some finality to that. I think the Giants are happy with it. Landon Collins says, we want to play the best. B.J. Goodson told me, we don't want any what-ifs. There's no what-ifs now. The best running back is playing against maybe the best defense.
That's cute and everything, but you don't care who plays, and you don't really want to see Zeke. If Zeke can't play, that's Zeke's fault. That's not the Giants' fault. They just want to win the game. At the end of the season, you want to hold up the Lombardi Trophy. I don't care who you played or who you didn't have on your team.
The Giants want to go and beat the Cowboys with Zeke like they did twice last year.
You just want to win.
Does this Giants offensive line need to be dominant this week?
Look, they need to be a really good offensive line from Jump Street. It's the same five guys, Bob and Howard. Same five guys. Continuity, familiarity. This is not a great Cowboy defensive line. There's no Warren Sapp. There's no Michael Strahan. There's no Reggie White. Let's go. They have to be the better group right away. No excuses.
That's cute and everything. Everybody says better group. But around the NFL, they're not great offensive lines. Maybe the Oakland Raiders have a great offensive line. But outside of that, everybody else is kind of bits and pieces. If they go out and stalemate, do their job, the running game will look great. Now you got blocking tight ends that can actually help in the run game. That'll all make it look a lot better. But being dominant, just do your job.
There you go. All right. So he says no, you say yes.
I say yes.
I kind of agree with you.
Okay, how about not dominant? How about good? Not very good. Good. Let's be good. Good.
If you rush for 100-plus yards, 150 yards, 120 yards, and you're not dominant, does it matter?
No. They'll take 150, believe me.
Odell Beckham Jr., obviously he hasn't played since the Cleveland preseason game. Is he going to go, you think?
He's injured, Bob. He's got an ankle. He's got a sprained ankle.
Well, we all have ankles.
Well, he's got one, a left one that is sprained. He's barely running now. He's running straight ahead. Haven't seen him cut yet. He will play, I think. I don't think he'll be a big factor. I think he's going to be a decoy, and others have to pick up the slack.
No, that's not how it really works in the NFL. When you put a guy on the field, that guy has to contribute. If not, he gets to stay in sweats and watch the game. If Odell Beckham plays, he has to contribute. He has to be a big-time player. And besides that, if Odell plays, he wants the ball.
You know what? Contribute. He can run out there, and somebody with a good cornerback's going to run with him. That's going to help Sterling Shepard and Brandon Marshall. And he doesn't have to have a lot of stats. Just be a decoy. He's still Odell Beckham.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right, and then finally, the running game. Yeah. Is Paul Perkins the number one guy, in your opinion?
Well, Ben McAdoo said in the spring, Paul Perkins is our starting running back, and then for the rest of the summer, he did nothing. Okay? Now, look, it's the preseason. I'm not going to get all hot and bothered over it, but Paul Perkins has got to show me that he's a quality NFL starting running back. Haven't seen it yet.
I think he is a quality running back. I think, again, if you get those stalemates up front, the tight ends get a couple blocks on the edge, and all of a sudden, you got a guy breaking through the line of scrimmage and making plays. I've seen him shake guys, break guys. I've seen him take extra yards. I actually seen him catch the ball out of the backfield. He's kind of a, you know, jack of all trades coming out of the backfield and playing. What's happening is that they're hitting him in the backfield before he gets started. Somehow, some way, he's got to make that first guy miss.
Which kind of led back to your other point about the offensive line. But they use running back by committee at this point anyway. Don't you feel that it's not like it's Adrian Peterson where you're going to give the guy the ball 28 times a game?
Well, it's true, but what's the committee? Orleans Darkwa, Shane Vereen, you know, Wayne Gallman. It's not exactly, you know, we'll see what this committee is. He's the starter. He's got to be the bell cow. That's it.
But one thing for sure is that when a guy runs the ball and has, you know, the reps in a game, he can start to figure out who's going to get their block. Is this guy going to get his block? Is that guy going to get his block? If I need to cut back, where am I cutting to? You start to learn that as you play. If you go in and out, running back by committee, you don't get it.
All right, Paul, we appreciate you joining us for the maiden voyage of Extra Point.